Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. She is an amazing film producer. Some of you may recognize her work from the movies Sakini Dakini, Dollar Dreams, Chennai Story, and many others. Her name is Sunita Chatti. Hi Sunita ma'am, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Anika. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I am super excited to kind of have a conversation with you and you wanting to know a little bit more about me and me also wanting to know a little bit about you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on. So please introduce yourself and maybe talk about your background in the film industry.
Well, if you take my background, I started in a very humble way. I started as a production assistant in Hyderabad Blues. And then I went on to kind of be the producer that that I'm today. I did many, many roles in the film industry. I also went to film school. And I decided to become a producer, even though I studied direction and screenplay. So it helps me a lot to stay as a creative producer. And industry-wise, a bit of my family is also in the film industry. My grandfather was a distributor in the 60s in the Telugu film industry. So that kind of helped me a little bit of understanding from the family. And when they speak of cinema, the kind of a language they speak of cinema, how I understood over the last two decades of being here, that passion for cinema is very different from the business of cinema. So yeah, that's my journey from a production assistant to a producer now.
Yeah, that's like really cool. I think like always just starting from like tiny steps, and like I kind of feel like that whole like journey from being like an assistant to all the way to being where you are today is awesome. Like how would you say, like how would you describe this journey of yours? Like would you say that mainly like you feel like there's someone like fueling that power that got you to where you are, or do you think it was just something that was you worked for and just happened through the years of being assistant and like growing from position to position?
I think for me it has been a very organic growth, and I kind of wanted that. The minute you use the word luck and destiny, the industry itself is a very luck and destiny based industry. But if you want to get somewhere anywhere in life, depending on whichever field it is, there is never luck. You need to have a clear graph of where you want to get to. And every step is towards a one step closer to what you want to be. And in the process, we may have to give up something that are very cushy, sometimes well-paid jobs, sometimes a very comfortable living. So for me, I knew always that I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to be either a producer or a producer and a director and a writer, because that's the highest you get when you choose to decide what kind of a story you want to tell. So I was very clear the kind of stories I wanted to tell. And if you want to get there, you need to work step by step towards getting there. So from a production assistant who was actually carrying the bags of director or helping the other cast members, technicians with their errands and everything on the set, to get to producer, I went on to become an assistant director, I went to become an associate director, then I went to become a co-director, then I went to become an executive producer, then I went to become a creative producer, then a creative director, then I became a producer. So each of them took many parts of the years to understand the role. So when I have somebody working on my set now, I know exactly what they have to do, what they need to do. So there is no way them telling me, oh, by the way, I do this and then I don't know about it. I kind of know about it. Yeah, it's been a very, very organic growth for me. No luck anywhere. I made a goal and I worked towards that.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think just showing like how each step, like you did like so many different jobs throughout the time you've been in the industry. And like, would you say like you enjoy one particular part more than the other? Like, do you feel happy with being a producer, or do you think you enjoyed a certain part of your journey more than the other?
I would say I enjoyed all the roles, honestly speaking, because there was a huge learning curve in every role, because every role A typical movie set has about 120 to 150 people minimum.
Oh, wow.
And knowing what each person does in a day, this I'm talking without any extras, and sometimes, you know, like you have like almost 600 extras on a set or even 200. So when you work with technicians by knowing what they actually do, there is a certain respect. And when you get to do the job, you are actually understanding it. So for me, every role I ever did was fun, was a story for me that I lived that story. So yeah, all of them have an equal stand and contribution to me as a producer today, and they help me to learn more in my role.
Yeah, I think I really love like how you're so keen, like you never gave up. So like, how would you cultivate this like experience of yours and put that out to like listeners to help them understand like, how did you continue to like never give up? Like, what kind of inspired you to like never like stop working for your goal?
I think the first thing is, whenever we make a goal, whenever we seek an ambition, first we should hold a lot of respect to the decision. We cannot just say, oh, I want to get there because so and so and so XYZ has got there. You know, that can be an inspiration, but it cannot be a comparison. So for me, at every point of time, there were hurdles. They were, you know, both failures and shortcomings in me that I couldn't keep up in a particular role or couldn't achieve the kind of a result I wanted to achieve. But there was the greatness about this field is you get a chance again with the next movie. You get a chance again to, as you put together the project, to do something better from the learnings that you learned from the earlier and reapply them in a very different way. It's like we were re-engineering the project in a very different way than we had done earlier. And that's what keeps, us very, very excited. So as a beginner, I would say the first thing is, this is a field where you look at a lot of it. It's a very public field. It's not like insurance that, you know, you go and do something, but it's a field where it's all there in the public. You get to see a George Clooney speaking about it. You get to see an Emma Stone speaking about it. And you get to see amazing directors like Christopher Nolan speaking about it. So we tend to aspire looking at them, but they are not us. I think first we need to get that clarity. If you think I want to have a success like that, I think every person's success is different. Every person's achievement is different. The first thing I'll tell engineers is, be very focused on what you want. If you don't know what you want, just stay around, listen to people, then build your dream on what you want and work towards it. And don't give up. There'll be so many everyday hustles that make you feel so many scares and fears that come at you, disappointments that come at you, but I'll say never give up.
Yeah, I think that's a very strong message. I think that's like a key thing. I mean, what you said about like the industry just being like a very public space. I think with the media industry, it's almost like, obviously, yes, it is based on luck too, but I think the constant hard work that goes into it is something that many people do not realize. Even doing podcasting, like podcasting is a very competitive part of the industry too, because there's always like going to be like people better than you. And like how you just said, like not comparing your success to other people is the best. Like obviously, like I have many big people I look up towards, like, you know, Taylor Swift and like, you know, other people. And I'm always like, you know, I want to be like them. But after hearing what you said, I think it's not about wanting to be like someone, but rather like maybe like learning from them as an inspiration to like apply to your life or apply to your podcast or your film or your song. And I think what you said to me really stuck out, because I think every teenager as well needs to hear, like, you don't have to be someone else to be happy with who you are. Just kind of be authentic to yourself and be proud of who you are.
Yeah, I think a lot of us pull ourselves down in comparison. We don't value ourselves that we are doing, seeking what we are seeking. Like the day you got the thought as Anika wanting to do a podcast, you need to give value to that thought. you need to give value to that idea that it only came to you. It did not come to the 8 billion people out there. You know, that is unique.
Yeah.
I think often we forget how unique we are because we live in the eyes of others and we see ourselves through the eyes of others. I think for anything, I believe comparison is not at all. Comparison is good for research. It's not good for individual growth and self-respect. Each of us have downloading of ideas coming into us, new ideas sprouting in us. And one idea really sticks to us to be a musician, to be an actor, to be a writer, to be a singer, to be a podcaster. All these are something we should respect a lot and own it up. And I think life automatically shows you the path after that.
Yeah, I think, like, as I said earlier, like, I really agree, like, firmly believe what you're saying because, like, again, like, the industry is just very big. Like, you know, there's so many aspects of it and we cannot do everything. Like, it's impossible for one person. I mean, it's not impossible, actually. Let me rephrase that. It's more likely, like, you cannot, it's just not humanly possible to, like, do every single thing. Like, of course, there are actors who do, like, singing, dancing, writing, podcasting, everything. Like, they do all of it. But at the same time, there's also like burnout that happens and then the idea of wanting to give up and like, you know, pursue something else. But I think having like that concrete goal and being like, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to put my life's effort and work into, is when you know that something is really made for you and that this is something you want to stick with.
Correct. I think the calling is that. Often when we hear the word calling, and do remember that, you know, be mindful that a lot of callings come to you because we look at others. Actually, I started wanting to be an actor. You'll be surprised because I was an Indian classical dancer.
Oh, wow.
And I've done a lot of stage work and I was so excited to be an actor. I thought I had so many emotions that I wanted to explore. Then one day my brother asked me a very unique question and he still doesn't remember that he asked me, but he did. And recently we were having a conversation and my brother said that, Suni, when you are in the, and I did act in a couple of series, I have acted in television series and a couple of movies. And he told me, Suni, when you are acting, do you listen to what the director is telling you or do you keep thinking in your head, oh, this can be better, I wish I'm wearing a different outfit, I wish I'm doing this and all of that. And I said, no, I do have a mind voice that keeps rattling all the time. And he said, then you are not an actor. He said, if you are really countering a director, which means you are more of a director or a producer, but you are not an actor, because an actor has a submission that they do to the director's vision. Of course, there is a dialogue between the two, but you need to really rethink what you want to be, because if not, you will, for the rest of your life, the voice in your head that is telling you to do something different is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So then you will live in conflict. And I think that started to resonate with me a lot. And that voice is what helps me now in what I want to do. And I think all of us need to be very honest. Like, even though I saw what is on the screen and got excited, I have such a satisfaction being a storyteller and a producer that I don't think I would have had that satisfaction being an actor. I think all of us need to pay attention to what we choose to do in a field, and that will resonate with us, and our own voice starts to get stronger with that, you know. So
yeah, that's like really interesting, because I think like after like hearing what you said again, like of course, like there's the idea of the calling. You feel like, I know like in movies as well, they make that very glorified. They show, you know, my calling is to become a dancer, and then you do dancing and then you love it. But of course, like what you said as well, there's always like this click moment where like you realize maybe this is not meant for you. Maybe you're enjoying it like as a hobby, but maybe not as like a career choice. Of course, since this podcast is more for younger audiences, how would you say like the best way to figure out at this young age what you want to do, especially since you have like the rest of your life to figure that out? What would your advice be to, like, you know, tell younger generations like how to go through this phase, especially when they have like tons of time to decide what they want to do?
I think you brought up a very good point, Anika. I think the most critical part of deciding is first to make up your mind not to decide. You know, we are so forced all the time to decide what we want to do with our lives that we often don't explore how we make decisions on such important matters of our life. Often growing up, you know, you are good in mathematics and suddenly you hear people telling you, oh, you should be an engineer, you're so good at math. Or you have to become like an analyst or something. Then suddenly you are good in biology or, you know, life sciences. Then people think you should get into the health sector, be a doctor or be a scientist. So there are constantly hearings that you do from other people. And these reflections that you keep hearing, then some of your cousins will become something. They're so praised in the family and you think you need to be that. You know, and sometimes you see, you hear successful people on the screen or television and your parents commenting, and our conditioning pushes us thinking, oh, maybe I want to be that, then my parents will be happy with me. I think in all of these external factors that starts to influence you, there will be a part of you that you should actually, I think one of the joy in being in the US is that you get to explore these first as hobbies. You know, and when you wake up to this hobby, when you say that you are going in, if you are interested in cinema, volunteer in as part of the productions that come to your town or city. You know, that's what I did in Washington. I used to volunteer through a production house, and that helped me to understand what it takes to be on the set. And then you kind of, by first starting it as a hobby, you start to have a certain emotion in you that tells you wanting to show up like right on time, whereas for other things you do show up very late, and you unknowingly start to take responsibility for it, and you unknowingly want to take accountability for a task, and you suddenly feel wanting to get there next day on time. And you want to Google and do know what's happening in that field and everything. So these are the things you need to be aware of yourself. You know, you need to be aware that, oh, these are the triggers that are happening in me when I'm exploring these hobbies. Whereas this one, I don't want to repeat in my life. It's a good experience, but I don't want to repeat. This one, I like to know more about it. I think it's important to explore those opportunities. First, don't decide. I think that's the mistake all of us make. We rush to make the decision. But then you know, as you are exploring these hobbies and every summer, take up a summer job, take up, you know, if you want to be a chef, go to a restaurant, spend some time being there at the restaurant, observing a chef and see what they do. You know, we think chef means just sitting in front of the cooking and then making all the wonderful things and kind of bringing in the same thing. But if you are a chef, you need to make the same pizza every day of your life, you know, you need to make the same dessert every day of your life. That is a lot of monotony, and yet there is a lot of creativity and satisfaction in being a chef when somebody comes and tells you they really enjoyed your dish. I think exploring those little things and then taking time to decide, I think is the best part of growing up. So do not decide when you are asked to decide. Decide by exploring the opportunities and what triggers it brings in you. And as long as it is allowing you to be the best of you at that job, at that hobby, I think then you know your decision for yourself.
Yeah, like that's like really eye-opening. I think like personally, even for me, I often jump to decide what I want to do. Like right now, of course, I'm doing a lot of podcasting, singing, songwriting, and I'm already like, you know, keen on it. I think that as of now, I feel like I'm really loving it because I feel like I'm super like involved with like all of the things I do, and I do not like try to do other things. So I know like I love this like three things: singing, songwriting, performing, and then doing podcasting. And so I already kind of decided like this is what I want to do. But of course, after hearing what you said, I think of course I kind of should like let myself like keep an open mind about other things that may come my way, especially since like I have 2 more years of high school left, so which means that anything could happen. And I think at the same time, like this kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier, like, you know, being authentic, being kind of like open-minded about other things we do. And it just feels like a big mold, like we want to kind of fit in as like teenagers, especially like we always want to fit into what the popular crowd thinks about us, or what the parents think about us, or what like society even thinks about, like, you know, creatives. But I know, like, especially in the US, or at least in the high school I go to, the STEM society is larger, like, you know, people are into sciences, math, and all of those things. And I think the creative community is slowly kind of decreasing. We have like about maybe like 100 students who are into creative side, whereas the rest, like the rest maybe 500, 600 people are just like, you know, doing STEM. And I think people often want to do like things that popular like groups are doing. And I think it's often not about what others want to do, rather what you want to do. Because I think like, if you want to, like, you're going to be living the life of like whatever you choose to do in the future. And as you said, like, you know, about the chef, you have to be ready for like taking that step where you're making same pizza every day, making the same dessert every day, and think like about the future while you're doing stuff. Because I think another part that I really liked about what you said was, like, you know, having that experience, like, kind of like, if you want to become a film producer, go on set, work in, like, you know, your school play, or do some stage managing stuff if you are interested in that. And I think experience is kind of what makes us more, like, you know, experienced about what we want to do in the future. Especially like for you as well, you did so many different roles before you became a producer, or even decided to become a producer down the line, after you kind of had like a click moment where you decided or understood that this is what you kind of want to pursue.
Yes, yes. I think that's very, very important. We should really explore what are the opportunities that we have out there. Instead of coming to conclusion early, I say take your time, you know. And then remember, some of the fields you want to explore, like, I have a goddaughter who actually loves to be a psychologist. She studied psychology and she's now doing master's in psychology. And after the psychology education, she realized that healing a person is not limited to psychology, and suddenly there are so many new areas of healing that are opening up. So she started to follow people on Instagram, understand how they're doing their healing process. She's in the final year of her master's, and now she realized that psychologist is a constant personal growth of herself that she can offer to her clients. So she said, you know, Sunita, I need to be a learner of healing for the rest of my life to be able to offer the same to my clients, you know, and to her patients. So it's like, I think that is a realization. All of this actually takes time, you know. You sometimes, there are new fields that are popping up, and you realize as you go, oh, I actually don't belong here. Where I am is just a leap to where I want to get to. So stay open to that, you know. So
yeah, I think like it's always like a stepping stone. You kind of have to step through a bunch of things before you actually get to your destination. Kind of like roadblocks, or not roadblocks, actually, that's a not a good way to put it. Like a better way to put it is like kind of like different ideas or different stages of life. Like you kind of have to first be like a toddler, then you go to becoming like an infant toddler, then you become like a child who can read and write and do things, and then you become a teenager and adult, and then a senior, and then you keep going on and on. And I think it's kind of like how the industry or anything in general works. Like you kind of have to work through each thing. Like you cannot just have a cake before actually making the cake or finding the ingredients to make the cake, which is like our each step that we take to reach that big goal or big thing we want to do.
True. I think that's very important. And also earlier people did not have an opportunity of doing their own personal research. We went with counselors that are at the schools. We went with the parents that have guided us, or extended families. But these days you can directly write to the people that you aspire to be. You know, there is the so-called social media, the so-called communication have shortened the distances, and the communication is only an email away. And I get a lot of emails like that, people that write to me, and some of them, when they say, oh, I want to come into the movie field, is it okay for a girl to come in? Because there is still, you know, in India, there is still a lot of taboo about coming into the movie field. I actually do take time to have a conversation with them, because I like them to have a very honest view of what they're stepping into, where there is a lot of physical hard work, there is a lot of mental strain, there is a lot of emotional strength that it takes. So I tell them that if you don't have this, don't come. And then I like to guide them towards what might be right to them. You know, so there are a lot of people out there on the other side eager to counsel, guide and support the decision of the youngsters. And you should be open to take it up.
Yeah, I think like that's the whole thing that I love about like the industry, which is like the community. You have like a bunch of people, like right now I'm talking to you, learning so much. Like I'm like, the information I get from each guest, I think is just so unique and different from each other. Like you're telling me things I've never actually understood clearly, and now like I'm having a whole perspective or a whole new perspective on what I think. And then after that, like social media, right? Social media, emails. It makes things so much easier now, because like I can connect with random people online, or that's wrong, but like, you know, connect with like, you know, creatives. Like I reached out to so many of my guests through emails, social media. I do not go to the house, knock on the door and be like, can you be a guest on my podcast? No, I give them like proper emails, go through their managers. And I think it just kind of like helps you kind of build that community, because this podcast is just like a way or like a resource that many creatives can use as a way to learn more. Like I think after this episode, like I think I'm gonna re-listen to this episode and like hear like as a listener and learn more about what you just said, because I think what you said is like very like open. Like, you know, I could still go on and on about this like forever and like learn more about the taboo side of like, you know, girls in the industry or like the whole film industry general, because there's just so much to talk about. Like I think there's just so many venues of this, and we could like do a whole series just about the industry and the different aspects of each section.
It is because, as I told you, the very day of every shoot there are about 100 to 150 people we come together, and the field is contains you know what we call as 24 crafts. So the crafts are anywhere from costumes, makeup, hairstyling, VFX, sound, camera, direction, producing, and you know, all these and drivers that actually drive you to the location and take you back, who are so important. And there is again art design, and within that there are so many crafts and people that are painters, carpenters, and all these people, and I'm not even covering it all. All these people come together, and there are opportunities in each of these. You know, there are people that are like graffiti artists that are part of the production design, that get to do a painting on an entire wall, which comes on the big screen, which takes you around the world. So it's these multiple fields. I think that people need to know that they can. Sometimes I feel every field in the world, I think, is kind of put together in those 24 crafts for me, you know. So yeah, when I find somebody in you know, and marketing is another huge part of cinema, the social media or the posters, how you do your trailers, there is a huge, very big learning behind them on what colors to use, how do you project the message of cinema out there. Yeah, I would completely support your idea if you want to do more about it, so that it's, you know, kind of interesting for the youngsters to say, oh, I like cinema, but you know what, it's not what happens on the cinema that excites me, it's actually the marketing of it that excites me, you know.
Yeah, I think we could like do like a sequential like series of like different things, like, you know, we could talk about how a day in the life would be, or like maybe like some other things. It'd be like a really cool experience for like youngsters as well as for me to kind of talk to you more about the industry and understand how everything works.
Would love to. If you want to continue on that idea, let me know. I'll be able to help you to kind of come up with it and design it. Happy to do that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun talking to you today, and I learned so much. Like, I think like all the information you gave me today was not just information. It felt like I was actually understanding and comprehending what you were saying. And I think it's like a very broad concept, but I like actually was able to take out so much from it. Like, especially like the way you described, like not having to decide something the moment you set your eyes on something, you know? And I kind of feel like that was like the key thing I took out of this. It was just a whole new experience. And like, I love talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anika. Thank you for having me. And I'm happy to facilitate your future ideas, anything that is related to cinema. Happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everyone listening to this episode right now, this is the end. And I hope you check out Sunita ma'am's social media accounts to see what she's up to next. And I hope you continue supporting her on this journey. And I wish you all an amazing week. Thank you, everyone.